This is AP News. I'm Rita Foley. Hurricane Milton is now a Category 2 storm with 100-mile-per-hour winds eyeing Florida. It's about 750 miles west-southwest of Tampa, heading toward Tampa and Orlando. The most likely path suggests this storm could make landfall Wednesday in the Tampa Bay area and remain a hurricane as it moves across central Florida into the Atlantic Ocean. But Florida Governor Ron DeSantis has this advice.
Don't get wedded to kind of where the eye of the storm is right now. There's a lot that can change. But a Tampa landfall is going to produce storm surge in places like Sarasota and Charlotte. If it landfalls a little further south, it's still going to produce storm surge further south and southwest.
He was heard there on WSFU-TV. Two Americans have just won the Nobel Prize in Medicine for their discovery of microRNA. Thomas Perlman, Secretary General of the Nobel Committee, making the announcement this morning.
The Nobel Assembly at Karolinska Institutet has today decided to award the 2024 Nobel Prize in Physiology or Medicine jointly to Victor Ambrus and Gary Ravkin for the discovery of microRNA and its role in post-transcriptional gene regulation.
Palestinian militants in Gaza have fired a barrage of rockets into Israel as mourners mark the anniversary of the October 7th attack. Hamas also said it attacked Israeli forces in different parts of Gaza today. The Israeli military says it launched a wave of artillery and airstrikes overnight and into today to thwart what it said was an imminent attack. A Russian court has just sentenced an American to nearly 7 years in prison for allegedly fighting as a mercenary in Ukraine. Stephen Hubbard is from Michigan. This is AP News. The Supreme Court begins a new session today, ready to hear cases on ghost guns and transgender rights, among other issues, during this term.
The High Court is scheduled to hear cases on regulations for ghost guns and transgender rights. Ghost guns are privately made weapons that are hard for police to track because they don't have a serial number. The number of firearms found at crime scenes has declined in multiple cities since the Biden administration began requiring background checks and age verification for ghost gun kits. But manufacturers and gun rights groups argue that the administration overstepped and that the rule should be overturned. That case is on Tuesday's docket, and justices will consider a Tennessee law that restricts puberty blockers and hormone therapy for transgender minors. That case is likely to be argued in December. Donna Water, Washington.
Gas is down to $3.17 a gallon this morning. I'm Rita Foley, AP News.